008, we're continuing.
So how do you put that into the picture?
As your personal, as a Mida Tova that Hashem wants you to do. Hashem wants when a person does something good for you, don't fall all over him. See, but be makir tov. You see, the difference is going to come when you're, when I said an example before, when he wants you to do something that's not exactly kosher. That's when your inner feelings are going to come out. And you say, oh, but how could I say no to him? He just lent me so much money. So you say, no, that's when you say, he didn't lend me the money, Hashem did. You have a chiyuv hakaras hatov because Hashem wants you to be makir tov to people who did things to you. And then there's all, and I'll tell you, there's something illogical. I'll tell you something illogical. Maybe you have a teretz. I don't even have a teretz for it. I don't have a teretz. My only teretz is that's how Hashem wants you to act. When someone does something good for you, Hashem wants you to be makir tov. But when someone does something bad to you, then you're not allowed to take nekama, and you're not allowed to even bear a grudge inside. And the chinuch says, how do you do that? That's so hard. And he says, you say, it's not him, it's Hashem. So there's mamash a difference between them. It's just, that's how Hashem wants you to act. When someone does something bad to you, don't be angry at him. Think, it wasn't him, it was Hashem. Someone does something good for you, say thank you, be makir tov, and that, there's really no logic to that. There is no logic to that.
It's so, for us to be makir.
Yeah, the Teretz says it's just a way of refining ourselves, but it really makes no rational sense. If it's rational to be makir tov, then it's rational to bear a grudge. And if it's irrational to bear a grudge, then it's irrational to be makir tov.
Because you've got to.
But that's not what you're saying.
Right. So Hashem wants you to be makir tov because He wants us to be refined people. He wants us to emulate Him, just like Hashem, so to speak. Is, please, I'm sorry, let me, it's all a matter of emulating Hashem. Just like Hashem, so to speak, rewards us for doing good, right? And He gets nothing. He wants us to be makir tov. He wants us to have that midah. That's good. That's tov. He wants us to be tov. He wants us to be refined people. He wants us to be fine people, to be cultured. He wants us to be edel, sensitive, fine, and it's a midah tova to be makir tov.
But even when you're makir tova, it doesn't mean you're not still saying it came from Kadosh Baruch Hu, just like when something bad happens.
That's true. I'm making a point that if hakaras hatov would come from the rationality of, wow, look what he did for me, then it would be rational to bear a grudge also.
Either you ignore the
no. So you could say just, you know something, everyone, it is rational, but it's aser. But I'm pointing to the chinuch. See, the chinuch says it's not just aser. The chinuch tells you how to deal with it. Why shouldn't you bear a grudge? So the chinuch says, well, how? How do you work on yourself not to bear a grudge? So the chinuch says, you tell yourself, it wasn't him, it was Hashem.
Because that's the way you've got to react to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he, if good things come, you've got to be makatov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're not makatov to people, you can't be makatov to HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. Right, that's exactly, that's what I'm saying. So it's a way of refining yourself.
But it's the same way. Well, look at, I'm not saying to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him do for me. Well, why should I be angry at him? Because
but we're talking about being makir tov to him.
I understand that. Mr. Sansa did something for me. Wow, what a cool, amazing thing he did for me. But equally wow, because I know that it came from Kadosh Baruch Hu, somebody else did something horrible to me, and rather being angry at him, wow, look at the message I sent him. It's the same wow going both ways.
Good, okay. Good.
Can I ask a question on the grudge aspect? Slightly off, but is it okay for a person, not necessarily to be, but to know they're going to be upset, like to allow themselves to be upset about the situation, knowing that I can be upset now and it's, I'll get past it. Or can I say, I'm not going to get upset? I have.
Well, you want to use precise words. Upset is not bearing a grudge.
Okay.
Upset means it rained on, it rained on my parade.
Okay. Or be angry at that person, let's say.
Oh, that's
and
the grudge.
Can I be angry and say, look, I'm angry right now, but I know I'm going to get past this. I need a little time to calm down and then go back to an understanding logically. Or so am I not even allowed to have that?
I won't use the word allowed. I will say that it could be we're human beings. And if you can do that, then Hashem will recognize that for a day or a week, you are an anus. You couldn't help yourself because you're human. And Hashem, you know, these are the things we find out when we're up there in judgment. And we think we were on, but you have to feel that you're an anus for a week. Let me use technical psak halacha terms. It's not allowed. I can't say something's mutter when it's usser. Mm-hmm. So you say, well, how do I reach that madrega? Like, oh, my son just turned 13. And wow, boom. Like, and someone punched him in the nose. Like, hey, yeah, that's great. Yeah. So the teretz is, till we develop a character, it's very possible we're anusim. And Hashem doesn't punish you if you're an ones. But if you have a chance to come to a wonderful Chayus HaVavos here, and you don't take it, and then you don't control yourself, then maybe you're not an onus anymore, because you should have come to Chavis HaVavos here. Maybe, we don't know. These are Hashem's cheshbonos. That's why you should never be judgmental of, not you, that's why we should never be judgmental of people, because we, of others, we should only be judgmental of ourselves. Don't see someone else bearing a grudge and say, maybe they're anusim. They can't help themselves. They don't know. That's why we should never. You see someone being. You see a kid. You see certain kids in the street. You know, you can't be judgmental. Chavis halvavus in Shar Yichud Hamaisa. He's terrific. I never saw such a fantastic expression of chinuch in my life when he talks about being judgmental of other people. And how to look at other people and never to be judgmental, only be judgmental of yourself. So getting back to your question, yeah, I can't say it's mutter, but I could say it's possible you're an ones. But realize three things. First of all, I don't want to make you nervous now, but ayin roa. So Hashem, I have to be honest, Hashem will judge us all if we're indeed anusim or not. Even if we're anusim, but we're supposed to be working on ourselves. So if 10 years ago you were angry for a week, then now you should, by now you should be perhaps angry for a day. So you have to, that's why in Chavis HaVavos there's a Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, because that's what it means, Cheshbon HaNefesh. You have to see if you're progressing. You can't just go through life saying, well, I'm an onus, you know. You're supposed to be getting better. So if 2 years ago, yeah, but now, oh, I'm better. You know, this didn't get me so angry now. Wow. And you work more. So remember Hashem is the ultimate judge if you're an onus or not. And remember that you're supposed to be working on it. And some, yeah, okay, that's really the point. I hope that answered your question.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm embarrassed to say this, but what's
oneness? Oneness is when you did something without will. It was unavoidable. You were forced into it. Now, it could be you're forced because someone's holding a gun to your head and said, eat chazer, or I'm going to shoot you. So you ate chazer, you're an oneness. Or if someone did something to you and you're a human being and you got angry, it could be you're an oneness. The question is if... Being an onus means you did not have bechira at that point in time. It was uncontrollable. You say a person always has bechira. No, that's not true. Sometimes Hashem recognizes that we're anusim, that we couldn't help ourselves, that we had no control. Now the question is, but I'm supposed to work on my anger and yes, have control. So that's why a human being should never be judgmental. Because only Hashem knows where we're holding, where we should be holding, what we should have done, what we are supposed to be doing. We should have worked on ourselves. We had an opportunity to... We really could have controlled ourselves. And it's like, oh, great, I can get angry and, you know... Only Hashem knows machshavas. But if I see someone getting angry, I can't condemn him. I could give him tochacha. Life is complicated, I'm sorry. I can give him tochacha. Chavis HaLubavitcher says, never be judgmental when you're giving tochacha. When you're giving tochacha, he says, you're being a teacher. You're teaching him that it's wrong. That's all you're doing. Tochacha doesn't mean, you Russia, and you're enjoying every second of it. Giving tochacha means you're a teacher. You're teaching him what's right and what's wrong. He doesn't know. You have to assume he doesn't know, or he doesn't realize how severe it is. So you're teaching. Tochacha means to teach, not to give musr, so to speak, not to smack away. He says, never ever judge another person. You don't know you don't have the nisoyon. You don't know what nisoyon he had. You don't know what went on in that person's life. And now this thing happens, and they fall apart, they go to pieces, they get angry. And you say, oh, Rabbi Menos taught us you're not supposed to get angry. No, I taught you that you're not supposed to get angry. I didn't teach you that person's not supposed to get angry. You don't know about that person. You don't know. Don't never judge another person. You can give them tochacha if they're your good friends and they know that you have their best interests at heart. You're not just trying to show them that you're superior to them, but they know you love them and you want to help them. So then you can give them musr. So let me tell you something I heard and maybe it'll help you control your anger, you know, like that. But only Hashem could know if we truly could have controlled ourselves or not. And this, you have to make sure you're progressing. You have to make sure you're not acting this, not that we all have to make sure we're not acting the same way we were acted. The truth is, every day we should get better, you know. But at least the same way we acted a year ago, we shouldn't be acting the same way. Or else what's it all about? We want Hashem to give us a long life, so we have to give him a reason to keep us around. If we don't get if we don't get any better, like, what does he need us for? Like, just to play out, what's it called? In basketball, play out the clock? You just play out the clock. Okay, so when you realize and you internalize that nobody could do anything for you, just Hashem, so it'll be so easy to be tochen. Ka'amro, and this is something now we say in davening every day. And now, starting tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, you're going to say this pasuk in davening. If you do, this is in the Hallelukas. This is, I don't know if you have time to say this. You're all very busy. But if you say this, then you'll... When you see this pasuk, you'll say, "Hey!" You'll cheer, you'll clap. Al tiftchu b'nedivim, b'ven adam, and always make sure you put the comma after b'ven adam, because you're not saying b'ven adam shein lo teshua. Don't trust in even generous people. Nedivim is even generous people. Don't put your faith even in generous people. And so you don't read it b'ven adam shein lo teshua in a person who has no real way of being Moshiach you, of helping you, of being your salvation. It's Al Tiftchu B'Nedivim, B'Ven Adam, Kama. Why? Shein Lo Teshua. So the next pasuk is Teitz, because who says he can help you? Teitzei Rucho, Yeshuv Liad Moso. You were trusting him, right? You were hoping him, and then you're in Shamgar the next day. And you say, how could it be? I just saw him yesterday. How could it be? Right? That's how we talk. So, but he's, because the Lord is saying an amazing shot in this pasuk. You don't have to connect it to the next pasuk, Teitzei Rucho Yoshev Liad Moso. But Ein Lo Teshua. It's not him, it's Hashem. That's what he's saying. She Ein Lo Teshua. Right? If you realize that no one can help you or harm you other than Hashem, you won't be afraid of people, and you won't rely on people. The yiftach, and you'll just rely on Hashem. Ka'amro, as the pasuk says, al tiftchu b'nedivim b'ven adam, she'ein lo teshua. It's not him. It's an amazing pshat in the pasuk, right? It's beautiful. I never realized that's a pshat in the pasuk. She'ein lo teshua. That's what the Chavis Lubavitch learns in the Pasuk. Okay, I will stop here.
You know the theoretical physics.